What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about the best part of a relationship with a narcissist. The beginning. Typically the beginning. I know everybody's relationship is different. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. With that beat. I can feel it calling in the everlasting. Now I'm joking. Y'all, as you most of you might know, relationships with narcissists typically go in reverse. They really do. And this is what I tell a lot of people. Like, relationship with a narcissist typically start off at the peak. You know, I was doing a Zoom call with the woman the other day, right? And I was telling her, I kind of gave her this same example right here. I was like, the beginning of a normal relationship, a relationship with a non-narcissistic person, typically starts off at the bottom. Like if you're climbing a mountain, it's like Everest, but it's the mountain of love. Look, the Everest of love. So, so typically when you meet each other, you're starting to climb this mountain together. There are going to be pitfalls and ups and downs, highs and lows, but you're climbing this mountain together. You're climbing, you know, you're going to hit different base camps on the way up there. The first base camp is saying I love you. Second base camp is meeting the family, whatever it is. You know, third base camp is engagement, living together, marriage. Base camps on the way up, right? It really is. And whatever your...
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Peak is, you know, maybe marriage, kids, family, that's your peak. You know, living happily ever after, happily ever after is the peak of this love Everest, right? In the cycle of a normal relationship. But relationships with narcissists kind of go in reverse. They put their best foot forward. Like they go in reverse. Like I told a woman, I was like, instead of starting off at the bottom, getting to know each other, narcissistic relationships move so fast. The best part is in the beginning. The best part is what gets you caught. The best part is what gets you caught up right there. Not building together. They want the relationship. They want it already built. So instead of starting off at the bottom of this love mountain, it's damn near like you get helicoptered to the top of it, and you get let off at the peak. You know, in relation with a narcissist, you get let off at the peak. You start off at the peak. It is all downhill from here. You've already passed all the base camps because the relationship is moving so fast. Like, you have friends that you've known that have been dating, engaged, haven't got married yet, and they've been together for 4 or 5 years. They just living together, no kids. You've been together for 6 months. Y'all living together, already married, pregnant, all types of stuff. Them bought cars. Y'all have surpassed their relationship, blew past them, because you got dropped off at the peak. You got dropped off at the mountaintop, the love mountain. That's what it gets you so quickly. You know, and love bombing works, y'all. Let's be realistic. Love bombing works. People want to be loved. People want to be appreciated. So that's why it's the main weapon in a narcissistic person's arsenal. Let's take you to the mountain peak. You want to reach the peak? I can get you there faster. What Aladdin say? I can show you the world faster. You can go try to build with this person right here. It's going to take you 6 years, or we can build. We can start off there. I love you in 2 weeks. I love you in 6 days. The first time I meet you, I'm telling you I love you. I've been looking for somebody like you. I've been searching far and wide for someone like you. You know what I mean? They start off at the peak and it's all downhill from here. That's the way it goes. You know, it starts off with the love. That's why I tell people, the beginning of a relationship. Most times, everybody's relationship is going to be different. Most times, the beginning is going to be the best. This is the best it's going to get. I know a lot of y'all can push pause on the video right now and think about it. Think about the dynamics of a relationship. Typically, the best part is going to be the best part was at the beginning. And everybody's beginning has a different time limit, y'all. Has a different timetable. Your beginning could be the first 3 months. Your beginning could be somebody else's beginning could be the first 2 years, 3 years, whatever. First 6 weeks were amazing. Then it's all downhill from there. Everybody's peak is different. Even, like I said, even when you're climbing the mountain, even when you're in a normal relationship, your peak is going to be different. Whatever your mountain peak is, it's going to be different. But that's what narcissists do right there, y'all. They ask you what your peak is. They figure out what your peak is. You know, typically, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in a significant other? What's your goals for dating and relationships? I know those are normal questions, but narcissistic people ask them with insidious intent. Those are normal questions, right? But they ask them with insidious intent. They want to just, I have the same one. I have the same goals and dreams. I have that. Or they tell you what you want to hear. The love bombing is intense. We're going on trips early. We go on dates early, meeting the family early, meeting the kids early, making plans for our future right now. Not later. Why later? Why let's do it right now? Why we gotta wait till later? Let's do it right now. Right meow. Right meow. Let's do it like that. But that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. That's how we operate. We know we gotta put our best foot forward. We have to. You know, we have to put our best foot forward. Y'all know what I say? Y'all know what I say? The peg leg. Narcissistic people put their best foot forward, but it's not even a real leg. It's a peg leg. You know it too. You find out later on. It looks like a real leg. It feels like a real leg until they roll. Why are you always wearing pants? You ask them, like, why are you always wearing pants? And like, it's night. Look, hey, babe, I got to ask you this. It's 117 degrees, like the hottest it's ever been. Why do you have on 3 pairs of pants? You know, not even 1 pair of pants, like 3 pairs of pants. Like, I could sit like you're sweating so much, like the sweat is pooling in your feet, like it's bleeding. Like I can see this. You got pit stains on your feet. I can see how your feet are sweating through your shoe. You know, I can see that. Why are you wearing pants? And they just finally pull it up. They're like, I'll show you why. And they pull it up and it's a damn peg leg. It's a fake leg. They put their best foot forward, but it's a peg leg. And once you see that peg leg, they can finally be them. I can finally be me. I'm so happy you see the peg leg now. So let me take the love away. Let's go downhill. Let's go downhill. And I'll tell you, I say the narcissistic person, they like being at the mountain peak, y'all. Narcissistic people are chasing peaks. They're chasing mountain peaks. That's why they go from, they look so happy in a new relationship. They're already given a new supply. Everything that I wanted and needed and asked for. You know, everything I begged for, they're already giving them. That's a peak. That's how you get to the peak with somebody else. They're peaking. You're seeing the next peak. You're still like, you can see them on the peak too because you're watching. Look, you're watching their lives, right? You're watching their life. You're looking through your little binoculars. I tell people to turn off the narcissist TV, but you don't turn the TV off. You're looking through your little binoculars, your little empath binoculars. You're looking at them. You see them over there on the mountain peak dancing and getting married, having kids early on. You're like, that used to be me. Damn it. They look so happy. What y'all actually seeing is them on the peak. Like, damn, that mountain looks amazing over there. I missed that. I missed when we had a mountain. No, you're watching them love on somebody else. Narcissistic people are peak chasers. They're chasing the peak. They're chasing that hit of dopamine that they get. The love bombing phase releases a lot of dopamine for both people. But narcissistic people need a consistent hit of dopamine. That's why they always are seeking validation and attention from other people, other entities and whatnot, especially online and things like that. Dating apps, you know, that's why you see a lot of narcissists cheat. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people, this crazy thing about it is, they can try to take multiple people to different peaks at the same time. Now I said, the relationship goes in reverse. And I'm going to be real with you. once they love, like once it starts going downhill, it typically goes downhill really fast, because you know, downhill things pick up steam. You push a ball downhill, it starts to roll, and yeah, you might hit like a little valley or whatever, and the rolling slows down and it stops. And once it stops and comes to a standstill for a little bit, you're like, okay, things are back to normal for a little while. You're trying to push the ball back up the hill. You're trying to push the rock back up the hill, aren't you? You're trying to get it back to that peak. You missed that peak. You want the peak again. But the narcissistic person is trying to peak with somebody else. So they're pushing against you. They want to look, y'all, it's less energy for them to just get, they can just push it a little bit and get the ball back rolling. They want to be at the bottom of the mountain. They want to be at the bottom because it's comfortable at the bottom. I don't have to put any work in. I put the work in to get here. You know, I put the work in to get the ball rolling. Narcissistic people love being like, now I can be lazy in this relationship because I worked hard enough. You see what I'm saying? I've worked hard enough. So now that I can be lazy in this relationship. I can be lazy as I want to. I don't have to put in much time, effort, and energy. I've already done it. So why do I need to continue to do it? I've already done it. It's already done. It's dead. So why do I need to continue to do it? That's the mindset that a lot of narcissistic people have right there, y'all. I've already done it. Why do I need to continue to do it? Yeah, they're going to keep doing the same things over and over again, y'all. This is the mindset, the mentality that you will face with a lot of narcissistic people. That's just the way it goes, you know? And as I tell people, just like, this is what I say to people. Once the ball starts rolling downhill, it will never be the same again. I know you want it to be the same. I know you miss it. You're trying to get back to the original peak. The narcissist is comfortable at the bottom of the hill because there's less energy here. I can be my real self now. You see my peg leg, right? You see it. My shoes are not sweaty anymore. You see it. I don't have pit stains in my shoes. You see it right now. I just realized what I said. I was like, you guys, your shoes got pit stains. You can see your toes, your toe imprint, your feet wet because you're sweaty. But yeah, they can be them now. That's why they don't want to go back to the peak again. Cause at the peak, at the original peak, I was not really being who I am at the bottom of the hill or at this new like base camp we've had at a different base camp. I can be me. Narcissistic relationships go in reverse, y'all. It's one of those things. That's why I say the best is in the beginning. And literally, how do we tell if we're at the bottom or at the top? Y'all, if you're moving too fast, like reasonable, y'all. This is the sense of being reasonable comes into play right here. Be reasonable. Are we moving too damn fast? Are we living together? Is it fine to live together in 2 weeks? No. No. Slow down, y'all. If this is forever, why are we rushing? If we are speeding through this, why are we rushing? You know, slow down. Reasonable expectations of time and set boundaries. Do you really know this person? Ask yourself, do you really know this person? Is this actually sustainable? Is this sustainable? You know what I mean? Is this sustainable? If this is not sustainable, am I okay with it not being sustainable? Am I okay accepting less? Because to be in a relationship with a narcissist, you have to be okay with accepting less. That's crazy, ain't it? You have to be okay with accepting less than what you deserve. A lot of people ask me, how do I be in a relationship with a narcissist? You have to be okay with accepting less than what you deserve. It gets way deeper than that. Of course, I can do another video on that, but that's the simplistic way of putting it, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to my newsletter, my email list. Like I said, I'm about to drop my first course/video series/. It's got a community along with it. It's coming out here pretty soon. It's called Understanding the Seven Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship from the Perspective of a Diagnosed Narcissist. Newsletter link is in the description and, description of every video and podcast that I do. Hit that 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.